Hello and welcome to Wizard Studies.
Join us as we peruse all things Potter.
Hello and welcome to this special bonus feature of Wizard Studies. I'm Audrey.
And I'm Katie.
And today we're going to be talking about our preliminary thoughts, first thoughts on Wizards Unite, which we are recording this on Monday night after the release, which was this past Thursday. So we've had a weekend to play. Katie, tell me just briefly, what are your opening thoughts, what your current level is, and what profession you chose?
So I like it. I'm going to get more kind of into my critiques of it, but I'd say overall I do enjoy playing it. I just got to level 8, and then my chosen profession as of right now is Auror, but I'm like thinking about switching to a professor, but then I'd lose all of the progress I have as an Auror. So I don't know. I think I'll probably stay with that. Yeah. Yeah, I am kind of. Well, because I chose an Auror because I think, like, if I had to pick a second profession or a second major from what I have right now, it would probably be in police work, like detective stuff. I thought
you watch
a lot
too
about
much Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Maybe just a little bit in general. And listen to too many true crime podcasts. So that's why I chose Auror. But then, like, the more I've kind of played it and the more I've thought about it, Auror isn't really a detective in the wizarding world. It's like a duelist. That's all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's me as of right now.
All right. I think I generally like it. I'm not, like, obsessed with it, but it's fun so far. We'll see how long I play for, because I usually burn out of these things pretty quickly.
Yeah.
My current level is almost 8. We were just talking about this. Katie was like, I leveled up today. And I was like, oh no. Because I'm literally 280 points or XP away from level 8. So I'm basically level 8. And I chose a professor.
Ooh.
Because, well, I want to be a professor in real life. And I have always thought that would be my wizarding career, but I was like, okay, I have to be sensible. I have to read up on what's the best to be in the game.
Ooh.
And then that just confirmed it to me, because, I mean, like, it's cool to be an Auror or a magic zoologist, but I liked professor because it's very, like, middle of the road. Like, you don't have, like, Aurors are the best at offensive, but the worst at defensive, and magic zoologist is reverse, but
okay.
Professor's right in the middle. So I feel like that's strong, like, consistency right there. So I don't think I'm gonna change.
Wow. It threw me off because in my head, I have no reason why I would think this, but in my head, if I was in the wizarding world, I always thought my profession would be a healer. I don't know why, like, because I don't have any aspirations to be a doctor here, mainly because that's way too much work and I'm not smart enough. But I think, like, in the wizarding world, that would, I don't know, for some reason that's always what I thought I would do and what I would like to do. And that wasn't an option, so I was thrown off my game a little bit trying to pick one of these three. But I'm going to get a little bit more in-depth on my critiques of the game real fast. I kind of have two main critiques, and one of those, actually both of those, just might be my incompetency playing this game. But one, I never played Pokemon Go, so I didn't understand the gameplay at all. I came into this not knowing how to do anything, really. And I know that it's different than Pokemon Go, but from what I understand, the setup of it and how it works and how it's organized is fairly similar to Pokemon
similar.
Go. Yeah, so it's like, instead of catching Pokemon, you these confoundables, is that what they're
foundables or confoundables?
Yeah,
I don't know the
something
difference.
Like that. Neither do I. And so there is just so much going on with this game. And for me, I had to learn all of it really fast because, like I said, I came in with, like, zero knowledge. So I didn't understand, like, how to cast a spell, which I understand isn't from Pokemon Go. But just, I didn't really know how to do anything. And I feel like all the tutorials that they did for you was just understanding the storyline behind the game. So you learned a lot about, like, what's going on and why you're trying to do this. But you didn't learn anything about what these fragments of things mean, like how you sometimes need one of one thing, four of another thing for you to like place the image, which again, what does that mean? And then the suitcase has all of these different things. And then the profession, don't even get me started on like the first page of the profession, because I don't understand any of that crap. Yeah. And then there's so many things within. And I like kind of understand potions, and then I kind of understand port keys, but all of the categories within that suitcase, I seriously don't know what's going on half the time I'm playing the game.
Have you, like, I've picked up port keys, but have you used / unlocked any of them yet? Because I haven't done that.
Oh, and yeah.
Is it fun?
I mean, yeah. Normally, you get I think I've been transported to maybe, like, Borgin and Burks. Is that the place? And then Hagrid's Hut. I mean, I use my port keys quite a bit. I've used a bunch of them. You don't gain anything in terms of confoundables, but you gain all of these other things.
Oh,
like,
wait,
a different,
it's not...
more spell energy, more this.
There's not more, like, traces?
No, so you, like, end up in this place. From where I am in the game, I don't know if it changes. You have to place a port key, and it's kind of cool if you have your AR on, because you place a boot, and then you walk, and as you walk, you, like, walk into Hagrid's Hut or something.
Huh.
That's one of the coolest parts of AR in the game. And then from there, you have to find 5 Raxperts, so you, like, look around, and you click on them, and, like, sometimes it's Abraxan hair for potions, like, sometimes it's more spell energy.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, those are kind of cool, but, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they're trying to do too much from the beginning, and maybe if you've played Pokemon Go and know, like, have a handle on how to do that, you come in with a little bit more knowledge than I did, but I seriously am still kind of confused about everything that's happening. And there are so many different, because you have your overall level, but then you have, like, your Hogwarts level, your mystery level, and then all of, it's just a lot going on at once. That's very overwhelming to me. And my second complaint is I really don't understand how spell casting works. I literally did not understand that the faster you do it, the better it is until yesterday. Which made me feel really stupid when I found it out. Because I was just trying to trace it really well, and it would take me like 12 tries to catch something. So that helps a little bit, but still, I don't really understand how it works, because yesterday or today, I literally cast 2 masterful spells, and it didn't work, and then I cast a good spell, and it worked. So, do different spells take different expertise? Do they accumulate? So I have to, like, keep playing I just don't understand how it works. If anybody has an answer, please help me out.
I feel that the successfulness of your spell casting is kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I'll get a great on the first try, and it won't capture it. And then, like, another trace, I'll get a good, and it'll capture it first try or something. It seems very... I know it has to do with, like, I think the threat level. Like, if it's a high threat, it's harder. But even sometimes I'll get, like, a great or a masterful, and then it won't get it. And then 2 tries later, I'll get a good, and it'll get it. And so I don't really get that. And then the other thing that feels random is, have you had confoundables depart on you?
I don't think so.
Oh, this has happened to me quite a bit, so I think it might be something I'm doing wrong. But it's like you cast a spell, you try, and it doesn't say, like, the magic resisted or, like, you caught it. It kind of looks like the Valdi bits where the thing just, like, dissolves. And then it's like, the confoundable departed before you could catch it. And I think it's the equivalent of, like, a Pokemon getting away in Pokemon Go.
Okay, yeah.
Which I didn't play Pokemon Go that much, so I don't really remember it. But it's, like, really weird because sometimes I'll cast, like, you would think that it would happen after, like, a certain amount of tries.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll cast one spell and then it departs. And it's, like, it's not even, like, I cast it really poorly. It's, like, if I got, like, a good on the spell, sometimes it'll just depart on the first try. And then one time, the first time I was saving Sirius from a Dementor, it was, like, I literally took, like, 20 tries, I think. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, but no, that's happened to me so many times.
It didn't depart then.
That's so,
like, so
weird.
I don't get what I'm doing to cause that, so someone please explain that to me.
Yeah. And then kind of like the two other big critiques that it received, one, or I guess three kind of, one is the spell energy problem, which mm-hmm. I did run into before they kind of fix it, and then they fix it so quickly, and I'm like, that was really good on them to fix it yeah. as quickly as they did. I think that was
really
great.
I was really happy that we had that gift mm-hmm. with the 50. I'm still like riding that high.
Oh yeah, for sure. Me too.
And the increasing the in amounts.
Yeah, no, I think that was good. And I think that they, I don't know if this is me just noticing this now because I'm more aware of spell energy, because I really didn't know that that was a thing until I ran out the first time. Yeah. But I feel like I'm getting more like spell energies as gifts, maybe from Portkeys and stuff as mm-hmm. well. I think they're just trying to build in more spell energy.
You can get them from greenhouses too.
I don't understand greenhouses. So you pick up watering cans and you pick up seeds. And
yeah,
I feel
haven't used any of them.
I don't know how to use that because I figured that was at the greenhouse. But then I went to the greenhouse and all I got was ingredients. There was
So there's another part of the greenhouse, I think. Okay. I haven't really explored it, but where you can plant the seeds and then you grow stuff that you... Okay. Like, I assume you leave it there for a certain amount of time and then you go back and
gotcha.
Get it.
Okay.
But yeah, spell energy was one of my big complaints. It's been good since they fixed it. Mm-hmm. I also feel like I wonder if I'm just riding the high from the 50 yeah. spell energy gift, and I wonder how it's going to be, but I was thinking it should just, like, recharge over time.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Like, after, like, not a ton, but maybe after, like, 12 hours, you get, yeah. like, a few more.
Yeah.
And then my other complaint was that I've not found a great variety of traces. I don't know if it's where I am. And I wrote this in our doc where like, we put our thoughts. And then after that, I was playing and I got, like, three new ones that I had never seen before. So I think I just need to keep playing and keep leveling up. But I cannot tell you how many times I have saved the Weasley's Wizarding Fireworks from the, like, chicken confoundable. Like, I have mm-hmm. had that one so many times.
See, because I'll pull it up when I'm at my house sometimes, because sometimes stuff pops up in, like, my driveway and stuff, mm-hmm. and so I can just grab it when I'm sitting in my house, and those tend to be similar. So I do think it's partially geographically, like, the farther you go, the more variety you get, and I also think leveling up is opening more yeah. things for you, because since I've been leveling up to like level 6 and level 7 and level 8, I have gotten more variety. So I think that's partially that problem. And so another complaint that I've heard is that, oh, I live in like a really small town, I can't walk around, like this game isn't playable for me. I call BS on that, because like I said, I'll sit my neighborhood. I don't live in a huge city. I mean, I live in the capital of my state, but I live in the suburbs of that city mm-hmm. and it's a pretty small city to begin with. And just walk, like I went on a 3-mile run in my neighborhood the other day and I was catching stuff left and right. Yeah. It made my run very long, but which I appreciate because I didn't run the whole time then. So I don't know. I yeah. think that people just need to, like, go out and try. I'll go to a shopping center and walk around outside. Like, I'm not when I'm at college on campus, obviously, I walk around a lot more than when I do at home. So I, like, went shopping the other day and just walked around the shopping center a bunch and played then. So, yeah. I don't know. I just think that there's so many ways to get around it. And there are inns and greenhouses everywhere. Like, at my CVS that I went to, at the grocery store, everywhere. So I don't know if I buy that. And then another thing was, like, not being available in every country, which they did say it was going to be a country-by-country rollout, so I don't know why there was such big outcry, and they literally started the day after it debuted. I understand that maybe if you're in one of those countries, it is a lot different than from where I am living in the U.S. and got it right away, but they, like, some countries literally got it a day and 2 days afterwards, so I don't think that was that outrageous.
Yeah. As far as the like, availability of things and accessibility with walking around and stuff. Like, I'm from a pretty small town, but I'm not home right now, so I don't know how. I'm wondering how it's going to be when I go home, but I'm at mm-hmm. my college campus, and, like, it's also in a pretty rural area, but there's, like, the college campus, like, literally every, like, academic building, I swear, is, like, an inn or a greenhouse or something. It's so nice. I can just walk through campus and get, like, a ton of traces and, like, walk by on my bike ride from home to where I work on campus, I go by so many inns. And I've been playing while biking a little bit. That's kind of dangerous, but
that's okay. Whenever I'm driving, I'll hand the phone to my brother.
It's not on the side of the road. It's like in on pathways surrounded by grass, and I go very slow. I like roll and then I stop so that I can like catch something.
Oh, something else that, like, it's not a big complaint, but it's kind of bothering me is, so if I open up my phone in a new location, so let's say I'm, like, in my room, the last time I played it was in my playroom, and then I'm on a walk or a run, and the next thing I open up, like, down my drive, it will be like, you're moving too fast, yeah. You're driving. It's like, no, it's just my marker moving from, because I haven't walked. I didn't walk while the game was open. Yeah. And so I'm like, that's just kind of annoying, because every time I open it, I feel like I have to click, like, 5 buttons and then start, you know? Yeah. But I can live with that.
I will say one thing I love, which really has nothing to do with the game, but I don't know if you've noticed this, but the icon for it, it's Hermione, Harry, and Ron's wand.
Yeah,
I just love that kind of detail. I think they've put a lot of little details into it that are just kind of cool to come across, even if they don't change the gameplay at all.
Yeah, one thing that's popped up quite a bit for me is saving Bogrod from lightning.
Oh, I haven't had that at all.
So it's popped up like 3 or 4 times probably. I'm like, Bogrod died in the 7th book.
Okay, no. Well, I've had to save Hedwig a bajillion times. And I'm like, if I'm saving Hedwig, then she better be alive.
Yeah, so it's and, kind like, of interesting because... Yeah, because they've placed this game in the timeline, in the canon. It's obviously when Harry and Hermione are working for the Ministry.
Right, yeah.
So it's not, so it doesn't make sense for them to be adding these other characters that are dead.
But then it kind of feels like, I don't know if it's supposed to be like things from the past, because like, I've had, like, young Ron Weasley and young Luna Lovegood.
That's true, yeah.
Also, funny thing is when you return Ron... Have you had Ron before?
I don't think so.
Okay, so he's facing a Boggart and it's the Acromantula, and you cast Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it, like... I don't know if this is a spoiler, but you put the, like, rollerblades on him. And then it says young Ron Weasley has been returned to the Forest of Dean, which is really funny, because, like, that's where the... sword was found.
Yeah,
and
that's
like
where
Luna goes back to the Ravenclaw common room, and I think, oh, I had Ginny today, and they send her to the Room of Requirement. I was like,
make that sense.
Okay.
That's interesting. No, I haven't noticed that. I think I've only saved one person from the Bogart, so I need 3 more to finish that first page of like the Hogwarts thing, because I have all of the house members. Like, I have the Slytherin, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Gryffindor. But I need more people to save from the Bogart. So
I haven't saved anyone but Ron, I think. Just like a bajillion times. The first night I played, I was walking and I got Ron, and then I got Ron again, and then I got Ron again. Like, I took like 5 steps and I saved him 3 times.
Yeah. See, I've started to just close out. Like, if I open it up and it's something that I know I've finished that isn't fragments, like Ron... Or I don't know if the bug art works, because you have to get fragments of the bug art, so I don't know if the same one works. But, like, whenever I open it up on the Slytherin suit, and I'll just leave. I'm like, because you don't get as many rewards new one. Because you do it, and it's like, you return the confoundable, and then it just goes back. It doesn't go to that screen where it shows you all of your rewards.
I think it still gives you something.
I mean, I think it might too, but it's not as much. And when I was low on spell energy, I was like, I definitely want to use this for, like, new things.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, overall, I've enjoyed playing it. I'm excited to go out and walk a little bit more around, like, maybe my downtown area, or especially back when I'm on campus. But yeah.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. It's been making my runs and walks, my runs / walks, more entertaining.
Slower, probably.
Yeah, which I don't really mind much, because I'm pretty damn slow to begin with.
All right. Yeah, that's all I have on it. If we want to wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm excited to keep playing, and I'm excited to get more of a bearing on what I'm doing all the time. You know.
Yeah. I want to go back to fortresses. I haven't done a fortress.
Yeah,
since,
I've
like,
only
the first
done a fort.
So.
Yeah, same. I've done a fortress once, a greenhouse once, and then inns a couple of times.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just want to say that if anybody has any thoughts that they want to share with us about their wizard, about your experience on Wizards Unite, any critiques that you have, anything that you can help us understand, that would be great. So you can contact us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or you can email us. Our handles on all social media is Wizard Studies Podcast, and then our Wizard Studies on Twitter, and then Wizard Studies Podcast on Instagram. And then our Gmail is wizardstudiespodcast@gmail.com.
Nice. All right. Thanks for listening along to this special little feature episode. I don't know what we're calling it.
Bonus.
Yeah. As always, thank you so much for listening. And remember, just do your best. We'll do the rest.
And learn until our brains all rot.